Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, my brothers. And welcome to this episode of the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 56, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts. If you don't know who I am, I'm known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond completely transform their body, completely transform their lives through the focus on increasing our number one male hormone, which is testosterone, on the focus of increasing our metabolism so we can burn fat, and doing so through mindset, through recovery strategies, through sleep tips, through workouts, nutrition, and everything we need to become the alpha male that we need to be, specifically during these times when our testosterone levels and our manlihood is in jeopardy. It's not even in jeopardy. It's already there. And, you know, I've been in this industry for many years. I'm a former professional athlete. I turned master metabolic trainer, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach. I've trained fighters and UFC fighters and 1FC fighters and fighters from, MMA, boxing, Muay Thai, and I've helped hundreds of thousands of people over the years completely transform their body. But now my focus is men over 40, and I'm 51 years old. And, I've dedicated my life the last 2.5 years specifically on focusing on men's health, specifically men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Welcome to this podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. If this is the first time you're here, if this is not the first time, then I'm back, baby. I've got a brand new kind of setup. I'm still trying to figure this out in regards to like the clarity, because I know that when I upload videos onto YouTube, because I shoot them on Zoom, they're brutal. So I've got a new OBS I'm using right now. Better camera, obviously. And I got a nice little setup here. So hopefully this will look better on YouTube, but I know a lot of you guys listen to this. So welcome. And for those who have been supporting me throughout, continue to support. Welcome all my brothers in the brotherhood. Welcome all my kettlebell Spartans, welcome. These are all the signs that we have because we have a tribe of men, over 5,000 men in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, who have completely are on the journey of transforming their lives. Most of them have transformed their lives. And most of them, if not pretty much all, who've gone through at least the first six phases or 6 months, have naturally increased their testosterone levels, because that's one of the markers in our program. One of the markers in the program is actually you need to get your testosterone levels checked so that we can see how effective this program is. And you may be asking me, Funk, you're talking about this testosterone. Why is that so important when my goal is to burn belly fat, or my goal is to figure out what I should be eating, or my goal is to figure out why I can't build muscle as I get older, or my goal is to figure out why, even though I'm working out 6 days a week, am I getting injured? Do I still have this beer belly? My goal is to figure out how I get rid of these man boobs. My goal is just to have energy so I can keep up with my kids and grandchildren. I don't care about testosterone, Funk. I just want to get into shape. My goal is to get back into shape. My goal is to be able to play shinny hockey with my boys without, feeling like crap. My goal is to get out of bed without aches and pains. So what the hell does that have to do with testosterone, Funk? You're talking things over here when I'm over here. Get with me, Funk. And I get it. I totally understand. I started recording this podcast episode. I didn't even have any. I knew what I wanted to talk about, but I didn't really have any like notes. I'm just going through, obviously, I need to get this out so I can share and help you guys. Because guess what? All of those things that you guys are looking for, everything has to do with the fact that your testosterone levels are most likely super, super low. And if they're high, then your free testosterone is low. It's all correlated. That is the correlation behind as we get older, when we're in our 40s and our 50s and our 60s and in our 30s and in 20s. It all has to do with our number one male hormone. Because when our number one male hormone has decreased, when it's at the point where, you know, your levels are super low, then you can't lose that belly fat, because there's a correlation between other hormones that actually kill your testosterone levels, that are actually attacking your testosterone levels. And generally speaking, because of the lifestyles that we lead, because of what's going on in the industry, in the world of health and fitness, and how it's more focused on women or younger guys, and not really focused for us guys over 40, 50, 60, 70. And if there are people who are talking about men over 40, 50, 60, 70, it's guys who are in their 30s who have no clue what's going on in their 40s because they haven't lived it. All of those factors and the foods that we're told to eat and the diets that we're told to be on and things and the misinformation of don't eat carbs, don't eat fats, all of these things, all and our own lifestyle, our own sedentary lifestyle, you know, sitting around, you know, playing video games, watching porn, all of that wrapped into one has everything to do with the fact that testosterone levels are the lowest they've been in modern day history. Testosterone levels of your grandfather back in the 40s is way higher than yours. Way higher. And I'm not just talking out of my ass. All of this is backed by science and research. Because we are in I don't know if it's an epidemic or a pandemic in regards to testosterone levels for men. Right? You know, testosterone has everything to do with your sex libido. So when you have high testosterone, when your testosterone levels are at its peak in your 40s, 50s, 60s, when it's high, right? So when it's, you know, I'll get into what levels they should be at. Your sex drive is on point. You're probably, right now, you're probably struggling with not real understanding why you don't feel like having sex with your wife or your girlfriend or whomever. You know, easier to build muscle, right? Muscle and bone strength and overall strength. Weight loss comes like that. You don't have belly fat storage. You don't have man boobs. You have more energy. You have more confidence. You have more drive. You have your mood and is positive. You have less anxiety. You know, you're a man. You're actually become a man, right? When your testosterone levels are high, but you've led a lifestyle to get that testosterone high, your health, your heart health, your overall health, your, you know, health to battling things like diabetes and blood pressure and cholesterol, and all of those things are handled when you live a lifestyle that will increase your testosterone, specifically in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, because a lot of things are going on in our bodies that are already putting us behind the eight ball. But you need to understand that it's your testosterone levels that you need to focus on. It's not just losing belly fat. It's not just losing weight. It's not just going on some starvation diet. It's not just going on keto or going on paleo or becoming a vegetarian or all of this other foolishness that is not going to focus on helping you get your free testosterone levels high. It's a lifestyle that you need to start to adapt and make it a habit so that all of the things that you want, whether it's all of them, you know, get rid of this belly fat, get six pack abs, whether it's building more muscle easier, faster, and keeping it and holding on to it, energy, less aches and pains, all of that stuff has to do with the lifestyle, workouts, nutrition, recovery, mindset, sleep, all of the things that will naturally help your testosterone levels increase. You see, I keep saying naturally. Because you can go and get testosterone replacement therapy, but all that's going to do is completely destroy your natural testosterone production. That's what it does, because now you have artificial stuff coming in, like, you know, your body's not producing it, so you have testosterone coming in, but it's not your body's testosterone. It's from injections or pills or, you know, rubs or whatever the hell you're going to use. So that stops, and your lifestyle still sucks. And so it's the lifestyle that will get rid. It's not just boosting it. Yeah, your T levels will be up, but it'll only go up for a specific amount of it'll only go up as high as, you know, a certain amount that your budget can handle. And then it plateaus. And then now what? Right? When you could be double, you could double that. And I know this because I have data and proof daily. Daily, I get this sent to me. Oh, I'm looking at my testosterone levels are here, Funk. Now they're here. They're double. They're triple. All in 6 months, in 3 months, and in 9 months, in 1 year. Look at this. It was here. Now it's here. I get it all the time. And you see the lifestyle change that happens to these guys. They're getting, I got 60-year-olds with six packs, 100%. 60-year-olds with six pack abs in the over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. Now that six pack abs in the Brotherhood is a dime a dozen. There's a dime a dozen. We had to stop focusing more on the body transformation. For me anyway, not for those guys. But for me, it's like, okay, that's great. I know that the lifestyle, that the healthy lifestyle, the easy, simple to follow healthy lifestyle that's focused on helping us balance our hormones, because it's not just testosterone. Right, it's not just testosterone; it's all the other hormones that has to come into play. So once we do that, like once we get all that sorted out, of course, because of the whole program, you're gonna get six pack abs, you're gonna lose weight, you're gonna get stronger. Like that's the byproduct. For me personally, because, you know, most people who have programs will show you their before and afters, right? Like they'll like most fitness guys will go, okay, here's my sales page, my marketing page, and here are my 10 before and afters. But you keep seeing the same 10 people over and over and over again in all of their programs. I have thousands. Like if you go to my over40alpha.com/proof page, it's endless. It's endless. And it's not, and here's the thing, it's not like those people have done the program and they're done. Like, I'm going to get into that later, but we have like 26 phases, which is 26 months of workouts, nutrition, you know, follow along workouts, coaching, all that stuff. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that details. I'm getting sidetracked. The point I'm trying to make is I'm not talking out of like, oh yeah, my program's great because it got 10 people great results and I just want you to get into my program. I don't really care if you at the end of this podcast go, okay, I want to work with you, Funk. I'm, you know, like, listen, man, you know what you're doing. You've got the proof time and time again. You're now becoming like the go-to person for everyone. You know, you're an Amazon best-selling author with this book, Over 40 Alpha, the 30-day fitness and nutrition guide for men over 40. Like, you're not just, you're not an influencer. Like, I'm not a freaking social media influencer. I'm a coach, I'm a trainer, and I'm a leader. And I help men get results. So let me go back to why I'm recording this podcast episode, because it's almost January 1st, and everyone has New Year's resolutions or goals or whatever you call them, and most of them have to do with fitness and health. Probably about 80%, 70%, or whatever that percentage is, has to do with fitness and health. And maybe 2 to 3% of those people who have that goal reach their goal, their fitness and health goal. So, you know, 90% or 85% or whatever that high number of people don't even stick to their fitness goal. Specifically after the first 2 months. The first month you're gung ho, but after when February comes in, and when things become stale and they're like the excitement goes away and you actually realize you have to be consistent and work hard and get up when you don't want to get up and go to the gym when you don't want to go to the gym or work out at home or you know, Sally comes to you with muffins and you didn't bring your food to work and you skipped breakfast but you're hungry and the muffins are there and instead of, you know, meal prepping or instead of, you know, focusing on why what your why is and how important it is for you to stay healthy, you indulge in the muffin. Listen, I've been there. I'm not Superman. I've been there. I'm coming to you from someone who knows exactly where you may be already right now. If you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I gotta get back into shape. I've been there. I know everything. I've been there. I've been at the lowest because of my T levels were so low and everything else came crashing down. So I've been there. I'm not one of those guys who are like, well, I'm doing all this. I'm telling you to do all this, but I'm 32 years old, so I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just like, kind of like, you know, I just looking online and seeing that, oh, in order to increase testosterone, you need to do deadlifts and squats. But I'm 32 years old. So, I mean, if you're 40, 50, and 60, you need to do deadlifts and squats. No, if you're 40, 50, and 60, you don't need to do deadlifts and squats. There's no need for you to do deadlifts or squats unless you're a power lifter, unless you're a bodybuilder, or unless you're a high-level athlete training in a sport where you need strength. If you're not any of those three, you don't need deadlifts with the barbell, and you don't need back squats, and you don't need chest press, barbell chest. You don't need that shit. Those days are for 20 and 30, early 30-year-olds. They're not for 40, 50, 60, guys who don't recover as fast as we used to, guys that have joint pain as we get older, guys who want to live injury-free instead of putting so much volume and so much on your body with needle. Like, who needs to do such a technical lift when you're 40, 50, 60? Why? There's no need for it. What you need to do is develop a lifestyle of workouts that are going to help you boost your T levels, help you boost metabolism, help you get stronger. You can get super strong. I see it every day without deadlifts and barbell back squats, which put a lot of pressure, which all have to do with your core to begin with. So if you're going in to do deadlifts and squats, if your core isn't strong, you won't be able to continue to lift heavy deadlifts and squats. You're just going to injure yourself because the technique that goes behind those two, plus the core strength that you need to execute those with heavy weight, you need to develop super core strength because that's the first thing that goes. Once your core goes, you won't be able to put something heavy on your back and go down into a squat if you have weak core and weak pelvic floor. And pulling from the ground, a deadlift from the ground, pulling, specifically when you're pulling all the way down, you round your back. You shouldn't even be doing deadlifts from the floor. You should be doing it from a bit of a stand so that you can keep that position, keep that back straight. Because when you go too deep, you round your back. Anyways, I'm just kind of throwing all this stuff out there so that you understand that it's not just I'm gonna throw this workout out and put over 40 on it, because that's not gonna help you. That's gonna hinder you. Okay, so let's get back to why testosterone and balancing those hormones are gonna be important as we get older, and some of the things that we struggle with, and then I'm gonna go into like some of the things that are in this book, but just what I teach and how I coach and support and train and the four pillars that every man needs to have in their life as we get older in order to live healthy, to live strong, to lose belly fat, to get rid of that obesity, and to increase and prolong aging, right? That as much as we can control, because obviously we can't control outside things, right? I'm getting a little sweat under my arms here. Anyways, so testosterone, right? Number one male hormone. And once we reach the age of 30, our testosterone levels naturally decrease 1 to 2% every single year. So right from the get-go, once we're 30. But remember in the beginning of this, I told you that testosterone levels in males today is the lowest it's ever been. It's the lowest, like 25-year-olds have low testosterone. There's guys in their 20s and early 30s who are going on testosterone replacement therapy thinking that that's going to be, that's gonna lead them to greatness when, again, the whole lifestyle that you need to lead and the fact that your T levels are gonna plateau after a while and the fact that you're just dishing out money for something you could literally do and reverse in 3 months. You could literally start the process of increasing your testosterone levels in 3 months easily. Not even a question. Not even a question. And you could most likely double it in 6 if you stay consistent. So imagine doubling. So imagine your testosterone levels are 190 and within 6 months and now it's at 380. And then it's only going up. Because really and truly, when you're 40, like our goal in our program is my target for them is 850. That's a testosterone level, 850. I want them to have a testosterone level 850. So I want them to keep going. Now, most guys come in with 190, 200, 240, 180. And of course, a lot of them coming in with their doctors telling them that they need TRT. And some doctors will say, you know, whatever you do, don't go on TRT, right? I'd rather you do this naturally somehow. Other doctors go, nope, can't do this naturally. It's impossible. Got to have TRT. Impossible. Raising your testosterone on nutrition? Impossible. Well, yeah, I mean, that's one part of it. It's not just nutrition. That's one part. It's everything. It's recovery. It's keeping cortisol levels down, estrogen levels down, the type of workouts you do, all of, you know, the sleep. It's a lifestyle. But it can be done naturally. Don't let doctors tell you it can't be done. No, because it's a lot of money in their pocket when they can just write a script for you and every month or however they write it up and what have you, it happens. So don't succumb to it. Anyways, so what are some of the symptoms of testosterone? Oh yeah, so sorry. Our testosterone is naturally decreased 1 to 2% every year. So by the time you're 40, you're already naturally your testosterone levels have decreased naturally. Well, let alone what your lifestyle is, right? And then, on top of that, I'm just gonna throw another piece of research and science in. Once we reach age of 40, we start to suffer from what's called sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle. So not only is our testosterone, which we need to build muscle, but now we're suffering from sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle and strength as we get older, it's due to aging. So now we've got to be like, oh God, not only do I have to do all this stuff to boost testosterone, but I gotta hold on to this muscle because if I don't, I'm going to get weak. I'm going to get injured. I'm going to, you know, maybe be succumb to falls, you know, increased chance of injury. All of that stuff happens. All of that stuff will happen. Will happen if you just like become brittle and frail because you're not focusing on that muscle. You're not going to be as strong as you used to be. And trying to lift your grandson or your son or your daughter, oh, my back, oh, what the hell, why is my lower back hurt? Well, because you don't have the strength in the back and your core and your hips are too tight and, you know, all that stuff. But some of the symptoms of having low testosterone is like low libido, you're always tired, you're depressed. Listen, low testosterone has a lot, is correlated with suicide rates. And suicide rates in men, specifically 40s, 50s, and 60s, are super high. I think suicide rate in men over 60 is the highest. I believe it's 60 or 50. Don't quote me on that. Maybe in the comments you can put that there. I know I have it somewhere. It's probably in my book. I just don't have it here right now. I have a lot of other things here, but I just don't have that here. I don't know. I don't want to mislead, but I do want to tell you that suicide rates in men are the highest it's been. Low testosterone has a very high correlation. Even I just read a research today. My boy Mark G sent me research and I saw this research, but low testosterone also can affect COVID, your COVID, you being able to get through COVID. You know, it's like a double-edged sword, the role of testosterone in COVID patients. It's, you know, a lot of people who don't, a lot of males who don't make it have low testosterone, both free and total. So it's you know, depression, anxiety, loss of muscle mass, you know, man boobs, you know, the development of breasts. You know, you start to get female hormones, specifically if your estrogen levels are high, you know, belly fat, obesity, you know, poor concentration, no drive. The list goes on, but there's a lot of things that most guys will say, oh, well, I'm just getting older. That's why. It's just this age. Right? This belly fat here, this is the man bod, this is the dad bod, which was a horrible, horrible, horrible campaign to tell men that it's okay to be out of shape when you reach 40, because they saw freaking Leonardo DiCaprio, who's not always looks like that, just for some reason looked like that on the beach. And, you know, he'll easily change that if he has to do a role where he needs to be some type of superhero or whatever. Then he's going to be shredded. He's going to have six-pack abs. And then what? Hey, dad bod, what happened? Right? No, it's not okay to have that. It's not okay. You can't be okay being out of shape when you're 40, 50, 60, 70. We are the patriarchs of our family. We are put on this earth to provide, procreate, and protect our family. We need to be in shape physically, mentally, health-wise, spiritually, emotionally, so that as we get older, even if we don't want to be, we're still going to be the patriarch. As you get older, when shit hits the fan, people are coming to you. Cause you're granddad, or you're dad, and here you are out of shape. You're lethargic. You're suffering from your own depression, anxiety. Oh, I can't do this. It's too much for me. You know, I'm gonna tap out. Like, nah, man, it's not okay to be out of shape. I don't care who the hell you are. It's not okay to be out of shape. You need to be healthy for yourself and for your family and for your community and for those people around you who depend on you. So it's not okay. Not in my house, anyway. Right. Listen, there's going to be people who are like, oh, Funk, you know, you're a little bit too heavy on whatever. My guys know, man. I don't F around. You're either in or in the way. But it's not cool to be in the way. So get out of our way, because there's a lot of guys who want to get back into shape, who want to get their 20s, their physically back. Who want to be the patriarch, who want to step up in that role, but sometimes they just don't know how to do it, because it's not all your fault. It is not your fault, my brothers. It is not your fault. A lot of times it's a lot of things. For instance, cortisol levels naturally increase. Cortisol is a stress hormone, okay, that will not only cause belly fat, specifically the tire, not only cause health issues, having too much stress, strokes, heart disease, etc. But it also kills your testosterone. Number one, cortisol. Remember that one. Estrogen levels. Estrogen is a female hormone. Let me go back to cortisol. We need a little bit of cortisol. We do need it. We need it in the mornings when we get up to get going. We need it in fight or flight situations where, like, you know, shit's going to hit the fan. We need it when we need to get something done, and we need that it's good to have a little bit of stress. It's good to have that cortisol to give you that punch to go to fight through whatever you need to fight through, to get whatever project you need to get done or whatever. But it's the constant stress levels. Doesn't have to be physical. It's not just physical stress. It's stress here that continues to go in your mind all the time. You're thinking about all kinds of things. You're thinking negative stuff that keep your stress levels. What if, what if, what if? You're thinking about things that haven't even happened yet. And you're still thinking about it. Hasn't even happened. But you're still thinking about something that hasn't even happened. You know? So cortisol, estrogen is another, it's a female hormone. Let me say that again for you guys. Estrogen is a female hormone. We need a little bit of it for sure. But again, most men have too much estrogen. Estrogen is related to belly fat storage. So the guys who have the big beer belly, they have estrogen belly. The guys, that's how I look at it. The man boobs, that's too much estrogen right off the bat. Sure, there is some little bit of health issues that may be occurring, but your estrogen levels, 9.5 out of 10 is probably are going to be higher. Estradiol is going to be higher than your testosterone levels, right? Inflammation, that's a testosterone killer. You know, insulin resistance, right? Unbalanced. When you get injuries, sometimes injuries, right? Like sometimes trauma, brain injuries, and injuries can decrease your estrogen levels. Obviously, your lifestyle, the lifestyle of being sedentary or the type of food you're eating, whether you're not working out, if you're just sitting on the couch doing nothing, eating crappy foods, you know, playing video games, watching porn, doing all the shit that you shouldn't be doing. Well, you can play video games, but you shouldn't be wasting your time at 40, 50, 60, 70 playing video games, unless you're like an athlete and you have downtime. But you're not a video game guy who's sitting on the couch doing nothing. You're actually a professional athlete who needs that time to de-stress themselves. A little bit difference there. Because I know fighters and athletes who, you know, who play video games, but that's just the distress. They're training so hard. But on the flip side, so I said, okay, what about, you know, not working out, being sedentary? But on the flip side, guys who go to the gym six times a day, you know, or six times a week, I should say, the workouts every day, they're doing long cardio for 45 minutes on the machine or an hour, like that leads to lower testosterone because that increases the hormones that are going to kill it. Fighters, a lot of fighters have low testosterone. You would think a fighter, like a UFC fighter or a MMA fighter or a boxer, whatever, how could they have low testosterone? They do because of the type of training that goes in, the amount of punches that they take on their brain. Like that alone, that sport alone breeds low testosterone when you think you need it, right? You think they would have it, but just in general, that most of those guys, specifically after they're done, their T levels are going to be super low, super low. Nutrition, what you're eating, I mentioned that before, that's going to lead to low testosterone. Having metabolic disorders, medications. So I'm going to talk a little bit about why I said to you, I know where you're coming from because I've been there. Medication had a lot to do the second time I had low testosterone. Obesity, high levels of prolactin, hypothyroidism, alcohol, all of these things affect your testosterone and lower your testosterone. Okay. So in this podcast today, I want to talk about what you can do to get into the best shape of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. What you need to do. It's January coming up. By the time you listen to this podcast episode, it'll probably be January the 6th. So you've already made that decision that I want to get into the best health of my life. And if you haven't already gone to over40alpha.com, you're going to go there for $1 because it's $1 for you to get in the best shape of your life, for you to lose 5 to 20 pounds in the first 30 days, because that's what people do when they're in this program. So you're going to go, okay, I want Coach Funk to take me through. I want my alpha brothers, over 5,000 alpha brothers to help and support me. Well, 2,000 in the Facebook group, but there's 5,000 plus total to help me through this and to support me through this. Guys who are going on the same journey, over40alpha.com. Go to over40alpha.com. It's $1 30-day trial. After the trial is done, it's your decision. Well, before the trial is done, it's your decision. If you haven't got the results you're looking for because you didn't put the work in, because all you really have to do, even if you did half the work, you're going to get results. Even if you did half the work, you're going to get. I get guys saying, oh, you know what? I did the workouts and I didn't really hit nutrition. I wasn't 100% my nutrition. I was like 75, but I still lost 5 pounds and I still feel much better. And I'm going to keep going into phase two. Right? So even if you did half, you're going to get results. But if you decide not to, then just cancel. My customer service is awesome. Cancel, please. It's easy to cancel. You just click the link in the support. Contact us. Click the cancel. Email. Done. I don't want your money. I don't want your money if you're not in the program. I don't want your money. I'll give you your dollar back. I'll give it back to you. I don't want it. If you're not happy with it, I don't want it. Because I only want people who are going to actually put the work in. Before, a couple of years ago, I'd be like, no, give me your money. I don't want your money if you're not going to be in the program. But 90% of the people, not 90, sorry. 99% of the people who get through phase one continue. 99%. 99%, because they get results and they're like, I want to keep going. All I have to do is click play and Funk's working out with me. The nutrition is super simple to follow. Recovery, now I'm doing recovery stuff, things that I haven't done before to keep me injury free. I'm learning how to sleep now. I'm learning mindset stuff that's shifting my mind into self-motivation. Why would I throw this away? I'm feeling better. I'm looking better. I'm seeing the results that 5,000 other guys are having. You're doing the exact same thing that I'm doing. I'm going to give it away. Nah, man. No. Right. The only reason why you wouldn't continue is you just can't afford it. But most people who can't afford it always come back. So January 6th, you've just made that decision. Now you want to, okay, what do I do, Funk? What do I do, man? I'm in. Everything you just said makes sense to me. It makes sense that my hormones are all out of whack. It makes sense that it's probably my testosterone. Now I understand why all of those other, well, I don't understand yet, but I'm going to understand in a second why those other, why those other things don't work, right? Why those other diets don't work, why those other workouts don't work, why I need everything in order to get it done. And it could be overwhelming for me saying, oh, you need recovery, you need to work out 3 to 4 times a week, that's it, your workout shouldn't take longer than 30 minutes, they should be total body, you could do body weight only in the comfort of your own home, you need to be eating 3 meals a day, each meal has to have carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables, every single meal, 3 times, kickstart your metabolism. You need 7 to 9 hours sleep, even 6 to 9 hours sleep every night. I'm going to show you how, but you need to get that mindset right in order for you to start and stay when the times get tough. That can be overwhelming to someone who goes, shit, man, I just want workouts so I can lose this weight. But once you put all that together, and very easy to follow. The reason why there's 5,000 guys in this program, and the reason why there's guys going into phase 24, that's 24 months, because every single phase is 28 days. You get a new set of workouts, some no equipment. So for people who don't have equipment and for people who have equipment. So, and all you do is click play. You literally click play. It's all on this. Oh shit, I just realized I have the app to show you guys. It's all on this app. If you're watching this right now, you can see this app. It's the Over 40 Shred app. If you're not watching this and you want to download the Over 40 Shred app, it's free to download, but you don't join yet, okay? But as you can see here, there's phases, right? You're looking at this right now. You're looking at months of workouts. Every set of workout is different. It's 23, that was 24. So let's go to I don't want to go too far in. Let's go to phase 4, which is, and there's a theme every month, right? Like, it's not just I'm throwing workouts at you. There's an actual process that goes, there's program design here, kids. So everything's done. You got recovery, you got nutrition. Nutrition pretty much stays the same. But let's go, you go to day one, you just click play, and you're working out with the Funkster. You're literally working out with the Funkster. I'm just going to take you through the workout. This is follow along workout. So you don't even have to worry about, doing the workout on your own, because I'm going to be there with you. So a lot of people go, oh, well, I don't have a workout. I need a workout partner. I'm your workout partner. And sometimes my wife too, because we're both in it. And literally you just click play and I'm there with you, struggling with you, coaching you, giving you technique. So you're not doing the exercise wrong, coaching cues over and over again. And every single month is a brand new set of workouts. That's insane. What program gives you 24 months? Well, it's 26 now. Of workouts. So you have 2 years of workouts. That's just the workouts. That doesn't even cover the weekly live 2-hour coaching calls that we have on Zoom, where I coach and answer questions. That doesn't include the Ask Funks that we do. So when you ask a question in Facebook, Rick and I shoot videos, we answer the question, and then we give it back to you. So not only do you get the live coaching, but every week there's a your questions get answered by video. Who does that? So how did I get here? How did I get to this point where I've created 26 months of workouts, where I've created a tribe of over 5,000 men from all over the world, Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Hawaii, Philippines, Thailand, Manila, US, Canada, Israel, UK, France, Italy, and so on and so forth, all over the world, have come together as brothers, supporting and helping each other, completely change their lives. And have a support group of men over 40, 50, 60, 70, some in their 30s, who continue to support each other. How did I get there? Well, when I was 40, I suffered from, when I was 39, I was, you know, like I said, I was a former professional athlete. But when I retired, I still played, you know, like still played high level. I was a volleyball player, so professional beach volleyball and indoor volleyball, but I played all over the world. And then after I was done and retired, you know, 9 to 5, had kids, you know, had a girl, you know, just living life, you know, 9 to 5 corporate job, still playing volleyball, still, you know, I played in the our masters national team as I got older, you know, like it wasn't like I abandoned the sport, but I still played. And then as I was getting older, like in my late 30s, I started doing stuff on YouTube and posting workouts and have my, you know, so still have my corporate job. I was still doing like workouts. But what I was finding was it was very hard for me to lose weight. I was 215 pounds of big puffy muscle. I didn't want to be 215 pounds of big puffy muscle. I wanted to be lean and ripped, but I was big and puffy and I didn't know why I was big and puffy. And also during this time, I started to feel depressed. And then my workout partner said to me, "Hey, Funk, doesn't it frustrate you that you come to this gym 6 days a week? You're probably one of the hardest working guys in this gym. You train, you do your cardio, you do whatever, and you still look the same. You've been doing this for years and you still look the same." And that, you know, of course, my first reaction was defensive. What are you talking about? And then when I looked in the mirror, I saw the same. I saw a big fat belly because I had a huge belly. Right? Because I was, you know, I'd party still and stuff. I was big and puffy and I wasn't happy with the way I looked. So what do you do when you see that and you're a fitness guy? You go harder. You go to the gym for an hour and a half a day. You turn up your cardio. You go on low carb diets. You go on low fat diets. You go on all kinds of diets to try to figure out the diet and nutrition part of it. And what happened to me is I continued to get more aches and pains and injuries. Still, I even gained more weight. And I felt, you know, at that time too, I had a girlfriend who left me because I couldn't please her in the bedroom. 100, that was the only reason. I'm sure there were other things, but the main reason before she slammed the door was that I wouldn't give it to her in bed. I wouldn't please her in bed. I couldn't. It wasn't there. So what do? Well, if you're Mark Roberts or Funk Roberts, you start partying more. You start using drugs. You start self-medicating. You start trying to find ways to be worth, to have worth, self-worth, self-esteem. Because at that point, I had no self-esteem. So you self-medicate, you party, you go to strip joints, you try to date strippers and you try to have sex with strippers and you're doing all kinds of drugs and it's just leading me down into more depression. You know, obviously I'm not, my work, you know, starts to suffer. You know, it's just, it just led me down to an extremely low point in my life where I didn't know what to do. And I honestly was, you know, I'm sure there were times where it's just like, why am I even doing this right now? You know, why am I even here? You know, no confidence. And I was still posting on YouTube, but I was always, you know, always had a shirt on and, you know, I had the mask on, but deep down inside it wasn't there. And I'm 40. Here I am, you know, now 40 years old, and I go to the doctor and the doctor takes, you know, blood, and let's do our physical, and let's get the blood done, and let's get your testosterone levels done, and all this stuff. And he comes by and goes, buddy, your testosterone levels are 190. They're like the testosterone levels of an 80-year-old man. I'm like, impossible. How? Look at me. I'm huge, right? Look at me. I'm huge. How can I have low testosterone? Dude, being huge has not, you're fat is what he said to me. My doctor's like, you're fat. You're not huge. You're fat. You got puffy muscle and you're fat. And that is a tall tale sign of having low testosterone. And buddy, boom, here's a picture of it. You got low testosterone. So let's put you on TRT, right? Let's get your T levels up. I'm like, nah, man, I'm not doing that. We're gonna do this naturally. And that so at 40, I'm 51 years old. So at 40, that started my down the path of what's going on with our bodies at 40. What's happening? Why can't I figure this out? And so that's where I got into, you know, just started to learn. And actually, at first, it was very difficult to find. It was so difficult to find information for men over 40. I had to. Luckily, I had, you know, contacts in the industry, and, you know, some medical contacts and people who I could go to who helped shape what happens and how to boost your testosterone naturally. Things to do. What do I need to do? What am I doing wrong? And I learned, you know, over 6 months. That, you know, you can't work out every day. You got to work out 3 to 4 days a week. But you got to use metabolic training, HIIT training. And at the time, I was introduced to kettlebell. So the kettlebell, metabolic training, that's what I was doing, right? That's what I was doing. I was doing it four days a week. I was pushing 5 days a week because I still felt it was very tough for me to pull back. But on one of those days, I would do more mobility stuff, right? And then I changed my nutrition completely. I think at one point there was something called the testosterone diet, or there was something out there that led me to learn more about how to eat for your hormones, how to eat so that I can decrease cortisol and estrogen, how to eat so I can keep my inflammation levels low, how to eat so I can boost my thyroid so that my metabolism keeps going, how to eat so that I can recover, how to eat so that my insulin stays balanced, how to eat so I can boost my testosterone. What do I need to eat and stay away from in order for me to maximize my results? And in 6 months, I got down to 185 shredded. Like, I'd never had abs. When I was playing beach volleyball at the beginning of the season, I had abs. But the guys who know me in beach volleyball used to call me Buddha Belly, because by the mid part of the season, because beach volleyball as at a professional level and partying are very correlated. By the middle of the season, I had a beer belly, and I I'd have to wear tank tops. I'd still be jacked, but I'd have a beer belly because that's just, you know. But so I never really had like six-pack abs all the time. There were little bits and pieces and times, but I never had it all the time. And that literally spawned my own transformation. And I continued that transformation for many, many years. But I, you know, and during those times, I was a strength and conditioning coach, you know, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach. I was, I created a certification course, metabolic certification, that you can still get at Nesta online, Nesta certification online. I created that for trainers because that was my forte, metabolic training, high intensity training. I knew the science, and I know everything behind that training. That's my number one type of training. I've been doing it for many years. So I created a certification that certified thousands of trainers and coaches have used that and are certified under, are Funk certified. You know, I've created many programs, got many certifications, kettlebell, core conditioning, nutrition. So throughout the years, I've, you know, like, in fact, if you know Funk MMA, if you're a fighter, you probably have done my workout at some point. Me, I work with the UFC. I work for the UFC. Oh, you can't see it because it's all messed up. And what I found throughout the years is that a lot of these trainers and fighters have used my workouts. They already knew who I was. It's crazy. So I didn't really get into the over 40 space, even in my 40s, until a tragedy happened to me. And that's when I decided to launch the over 40 Alpha, over 40 Shred program and brand, because I almost died. I was on my deathbed, literally on my deathbed, from something called crypto-organizing pneumonia, which is a lung disorder. You can look it up. Basically, at the time, I'm gonna floss over this. Podcast number one kind of goes through my story, but basically, the doctors had no clue what it was at a point and told me just come back to the hospital because if you're gonna die, you might as well die here. And it's a lung disorder that happens. Like I was losing my breath more and more to the point, and I was in great shape when this happened, to the point where walking, going from the couch to the bathroom, I had to rest for 2 minutes after. Like for 2 minutes after. It was crazy. And so, you know, they told me to come back. My sister-in-law, God bless you, Charlotte, love you, drove me back. My wife was at a was getting her course at the time, and so I was in the hospital. And finally, they realized it was crypto-organizing pneumonia. Had my operation, and then they needed to give me prednisone. So if you know what prednisone is, you know it's probably the worst drug for men. You know, prescription drug for men on the planet. And for women, for anyone, the side effects are brutal, and they kill your testosterone. They increase your female hormones. So I'm crying at freaking watching Seinfeld. I'm hot flashes every four o'clock every day. My T levels are low, and this is when I decided. Now I needed to take prednisone, and usually when people take prednisone, they're taking it for 2, 3, 4 years. You know, their head gets bigger, they put on weight. In fact, the first month I started taking it, it also eats away at your muscle. So it also eats away your muscle. So there are pictures of me. I gotta bring these up where I lost one ab. So I only had 5 abs. I literally lost one ab. It was flat. Insane. My wife's like, oh my God, this is insane.
I gotta pause this for a second.
So imagine, you know, 5 abs. You know what I mean? Crazy. Anyway, so fast forward 6 months. So my goal after realizing everything was, all right, I'm gonna see how well my program works, how well this system works. Because prior to getting this lung disorder, I had already decided that I was going to start this over 40 journey. So even before I got it, I started the process of putting together a program, but then this thing kind of literally sidelined me because I couldn't train, I couldn't do anything for a while, at least at the level that I needed to. But I still had this, you know, the first kind of like couple of phases of the program, you know, done. And so, fast forward 6 months. So remember, I told you, usually people are on prednisone for years. 6 months after, done, lungs done. And I decided that I was going to do everything in my power to follow my own program 100%. Even the workouts, even though the workouts were tough for me because I had to regain my lung strength, my lung capacity. So, you know, doing it, you know, just struggling through, and some workouts I could barely get through and some I completely got through and so on and so forth. It got getting better throughout the 6 months, but then getting done after 6 months. And, you know, going back to the doctor, like, you know, every month I go and you continue to see it dissipating, the lung, the blackness in the lungs. And 6 months later, man, I was done, you know, and not just that. 3 months after that, my testosterone levels had tripled. And he couldn't believe it. He's like, how the hell is this happening? Are you? Because believe me, while I was suffering, I did ask him a few times to put me on TRT. I did ask him because my lung specialist, who was like, no, you're 100%, that's not happening. And then I would go to my doctor and say, hey, like, no, that's not happening. And because I was desperate. I was desperate, you know, like I was suffering, man. I was suffering and I was desperate. But I also decided, okay, well, if I can't get on it, you know, through medication, then I'm going to do it naturally. And so I just followed the program. Yes, I still had, you know, hot flashes and stuff, but I just followed it. I just followed everything. Workouts, the nutrition that I ate, the recovery that I would do. Like I literally followed the first, you know, few months of my program to a T. And 6 months after, you know, I started prednisone, I was off. And then 3 months after that, so 9 months from the time I started, my testosterone levels went from a 12 right? Because that's how they did it to almost, it was 39. 39. I have the results. You can see those two results. It's insane. Insane. He couldn't believe it. He's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, I just followed this program and I explained it to him. And then that right there, that was like 100%. I'm moving 100% in this direction of helping men using this exact protocol. And so I know where you guys are living. Like, I know where you're coming from. Not only the first time when I was 40, when I suffered from all of what most of you guys are suffering now, little bits and pieces of what you guys, you know, you guys are suffering from little bits and pieces. I'm not sure how many of you have everything that I had, but to now having to be sentenced to taking prednisone, because in order for me to live, I had to take it. So it wasn't like I'm not taking this. I had to take it. I had to live. And then doing it again and it working, that is like, okay, that's all I need to know. I know that it works. Now let me show everyone else how it works. And so that's where I launched the Over 40 Shred, Over 40 Alpha program. And the program is based on four pillars. And I'm going to floss over these pillars because my goal for you today is either to grab this book. I can ship this book out to you, over40alpha.com/free-book. This is the book that says Over 40 Shred, the ultimate 30-day fitness and nutrition guide for men over 40, 50, 60, 70. If you're listening to this, go to over40alpha.com/free-book or just join my damn program, because not only will all the information in the book be there, but you're going to get workouts. You're going to get nutrition. You're going to get recovery, sleep, yoga, abs. You're going to get support. You're going to get weekly live coaching. You're going to get weekly questions answered. And we're even turning that into a podcast, because we get 20, 30, 40 people asking questions every week. We turn that into a podcast now. You're going to get everything you need. Not only that, you have an app. So you can use it on the web. You can go to the website and use the web, or you can download the app, which most guys do, and work out through the app. Everything you need is there. And it's 26 months of workouts. What are you, insane? All done in the comfort of your own home. So these, you don't need a gym. You can go to the gym, but you don't need it, because I have no, and if you have no equipment, there's the no equipment workouts, and then there's the workouts with just dumbbells. And it's progressive. So it progressively gets tougher, but it's designed in a way that, you know, we tackle specific things every phase. It's not just willy-nilly. Remember, I created a certification. So I'm not just a willy-nilly. I'm not an influencer that you see on Instagram who's shooting videos so that they can show, so their sponsor, you know, they can hold up supplement sponsorships or freaking tights. That's not me. I'm not that. I have my own supplement company. I don't need to do that stuff. Those are called influencers. They're not there. They're not trainers or coaches. They're just people who have a big following and that have sponsorships who come out to them, because every single day I get five or six people asking me to promote their stuff on my YouTube, on my Instagram, well, maybe not Instagram because I don't focus too much, but on my YouTube, on my website, every day, at least five a day, at least. It's crazy. I'm a coach. I'm a trainer. I change lives. I get results. I'm results driven. I don't care about me. I care about you and your results. So we have four pillars here, and the four pillars that create your lifestyle is mindset, recovery, nutrition, and workouts. And they're all in priority, right? They all have equal, you know, they're all equal in the place that they play in, naturally boosting your testosterone while you boost your metabolism and decrease cortisol, decrease estrogen, decrease inflammation, balance your insulin, all of those things. tackle type 2 diabetes. If I, guys, listen, there's guys in my program who have gone off there, and not from just because they willy-nilly do, like their doctors have taken them off their anxiety pills or those type of prescriptions for mental health. And everybody boosts their testosterone. Guys have doubled. Guys have tripled. That's a given. That's a given. That happens 100% no matter how you come in. Guys who were on TRT, plateaued, went off TRT, testosterone drops down to like, so they get on TRT because their doctor tells them to go on. They're on it for like a couple years. They plateau at 400. They come off, they drop right down to like under 100 because that's pretty much what happens because there's no natural production. Start my program, boost it back up to 600-700. That's happened multiple times, not just once. Guys go on keto. They freaking lose weight, but their T levels are low. They get off keto, do this program, triple, double their testosterone levels. Happens every day, every day. This is not like once in a while. Like every single day I go into that Facebook group, yet another before and after or some unbelievable life-changing moment. But all of those things are in their lives. Mindset, recovery, nutrition, and workouts. Those four things. But it's not just anything. Because when we reach 40, we can't do the same workouts that we used to do. We can't go on a treadmill or on the bike for 45 minutes to an hour doing moderate to try to lose weight. That boosts your cortisol levels and kills your testosterone and eats away at your muscle. You can't do bodybuilding bro splits. Buys one day, chest another day, tries another day, shoulders another day, legs another day, back another day, because that's too much volume on our bodies that don't recover the way we used to. So it's too much volume. You're in the gym too long. You're hitting one body part at a time, so you don't really recover. That's disastrous. Brad Schofield had a study that showed that 3 to 4 total body workouts per week trumps bro splits, body part isolation training. Great. Listen, these are great for when you're younger and can recover and your muscles and joints can handle it. But for us guys, we need, just doing bodybuilding style workouts, unless we're getting on stage, is not working for us. We need to do way more than that. We need to work on our core. We need to work on moving, total body, compound movements, movements that will boost our metabolism, workouts that will boost our metabolism and burn calories during and after. Total body workouts so that we can recover, right? Those things don't work for us anymore. Unless you are taking steroids and your goal is to be a bodybuilder, for sure then, yes, if your goal is to be a bodybuilder, yeah, and you're over 40, 50, 60, sure, there's a difference there. CrossFit stuff, that's too much for us, man. This leads to injuries. We want to live injury-free. We want to be able to work out for 26 months without stopping or taking a month off here and there to deload. So the first thing you got to focus on is your mindset. What is your why? Why are you doing this? Because if you don't have that down pat, then you will not be able to stay on a program. Because when shit hits the fan, when you don't feel like working out, when you're too tired one day because you had a rough day at work, if you get in an argument with your wife, if you go to work and Brenda comes in with cookies and cake because it's your boss's birthday, when your buddies are hounding you to go out for drinks, when pandemic happens, like all of those things that will, when there's a wedding, when there's a birthday party, when all of those things happen, it is very easy for you to tap out and go, ah, it's Brenda's, it's my boss's birthday. I gotta eat. You know, if I don't eat these cookies and this stuff, then Brenda is gonna get mad at me. And I don't want Brenda to get mad at me. Oh, my buddies say, you know what? It's Gord's birthday, man. Let me go out for Gord. It's Gord's birthday. Let me go out for Gord's birthday with the boys. Oh, it's my daughter's wedding. I better go to that wedding and get hammered at that wedding. Oh, the pandemic, I lost my job, I can't do anything. Oh, you know what, I'm too tired today, man. Oh God, you know what, forget. All of those things will happen on a weekly basis. Not all at once, but those happen. And if your mindset isn't there, if you don't have a strong enough why are you doing this? Why are you changing your life? Why are you getting into health? Is it because your parents had heart disease? Is it because diabetes runs in your family? Is it because you want to be able to play with your kids? Is it because you want to see your grandchildren? You don't want to die. You know, is it because you're sick of being obese? Your self-esteem is low. Is it because you're trying to pick up chicks? Is it because you just got divorced and you want to get back out in the world? Whatever it is, that has to be so strong in your mind that on days when you don't feel like working out, on days when Brenda comes in with the cake, on days when Gord's birthday or your daughter's wedding or all of those things happen, you can still stay focused on your health and nutrition. You don't miss workouts. You focus on your nutrition. You still try to get sleep. You tell Gord, hey, Gord, guess what? I'm going to show up for about 2 minutes just to say happy birthday, and then I'm gone. I got to go home because I got to get up tomorrow morning because I got to train in the morning. Yeah, man. Yeah. You got to have a strong enough why, because just I want to lose weight ain't strong enough, because you've said that every day for the last 10 years. So that's not going to be strong enough. That's not going to happen. You have to have a strong why. You have to make your health number one in your life. You have to put yourself first. And that's a mind, and all of that stuff doesn't happen overnight. But once you have that why, what happens is the first time something comes up, you can default back to that why. Right? And then it may be tough, but the more you have to default back to that why, the easier it gets to deflect all of the other things that are happening that will take you off and sabotage your health, sabotage your routine, sabotage your new lifestyle. That why is the reason most people don't follow through with workout programs, because they flock to the workouts and the nutrition and they forget about the reason. So that, yeah, first it's like getting a brand new toy. Oh, this toy is great. This is amazing. This program's awesome. And then how many times, 2-3 weeks down the road, you're like, hey, how's that program going? Ah, it was too hard. Ah, this thing came up. Ah, that thing came up. That doesn't happen in my program. That doesn't happen in my program. What happens is they become number one. So all of those other things are wrapped around and fit into their lifestyle. They don't make their lifestyle fit into that. Like, for instance, they're not like, oh, this is my lifestyle, but it's Brenda's birthday, so I'm gonna let my lifestyle kind of hinder and go into Brenda's birthday or Carl's birthday or Gord's birthday. No. Gord, your birthday doesn't fit with my lifestyle. I'm still gonna go to your birthday for a bit, but I gotta leave early because this is number one, right? My wedding, my daughter's wedding, guess what? I'm going to my daughter's wedding. I'm going to work out before. I'm going to feel good. I'm not going to get hammered because I want to be the alpha male. I want to be at my daughter's wedding and give her away and make sure everyone else is having a good time. Then the next day I can come home and still train and still eat healthy. Like, you know, I'm just giving you examples, but they don't, the lifestyle doesn't bend. Everything else bends to the lifestyle. Oh, I'm traveling on work? No problem. I know how to eat when I'm traveling. I know how to eat at restaurants. I know how to put a balanced plate together because that's how I learned. So it doesn't matter where I am in the world. I can still eat healthy and I have workouts that I can do in my hotel room. So travel, that's not an excuse, because travel bends to my lifestyle. I don't bend my lifestyle to the travel. Do you see the picture here? Oh, I got to work late on this project. All right, I'll work late on this project, but I'm still going to take a half hour during my time at work and get a quick little funk workout in. I'm still going to eat healthy to make sure that my energy levels are high and my brain is focused so I can get this project done and feel good about it and have the energy. I'm still going to try to get as much sleep as I can so I can get up the next day to get this project done. I don't bend my healthy lifestyle to the project. The project bends to my healthy lifestyle so that I can get that project done and make sure that it's the best it can be. Do you guys get the picture here? Once you have that mindset, then we can focus on recovery. And you're thinking, recovery? Yes, sleep. It's the toughest thing to deal with. So we got to start dealing with it now. We got to start now because that's not going to happen overnight. That's going to take time to get into a lifestyle where you're going to try to get 6 to 9 hours. It's not going to happen all the time. Things happen in your life where you're not going to get 6 to 9 hours because something's going on where, you know what, this only, there's times where I'm working on a project, I'm only going to get 4 to 5 hours, but I don't make it something that happens, day in and day out. If I have to stop 3 days in to reset and get that 10 hours to get back on it, I will. Or if I'm done the project and now I'm back to focusing on 6 to 9 hours, but I understand that sleep is a huge asset for me if I want to boost my T levels because testosterone produces in the morning. So we need to get our sleep. And the more sleep you have, the lower your cortisol is going to be. The lower your cortisol is going to be, the less fat you're going to have. The less fat you're going to have, the healthier you're going to be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Recovery also has your days in between your workouts, like yoga. We do yoga flows. We have yoga routines. We have hip mobility. We have mobility routines that you do in between workouts so you stay injury-free. Because recovery, the older you get, is now more important than the workouts. The workouts are easy. You just click play and work out. It's the recovery that the mind has to focus on to say, hey, man, I want to stay injury-free. I want to work out like Gary D and be on phase number 24. Because I'm not injured. There's so many guys who are now going into like the second year of my program who continue to go and they don't even realize like, Jesus Murphy, I'm in phase 14. I've taken like a week off because I tell them to take a week off every 3 months. Every three phases, you take a week off to deload. I haven't been injured. This is insane. I'm working out. I'm getting fitter. The workouts are getting tougher and I'm still not injured. Why? Because the recovery in between the workouts, the recovery days are so key. Again, cortisol, your joints, inflammation, all of those things. And then the third pillar is nutrition. You cannot train a bad diet. That's why workouts is last. You got to get your nutrition on point. But here's the thing. Our nutrition is focused on boosting your testosterone and kickstarting your metabolism through a healthy thyroid. Because our thyroid, it's the meta-test boost diet. So metabolism and testosterone. So everything that you eat and everything you stay away from is going to support testosterone production, is going to support the metabolism, and is going to keep cortisol, estrogen, inflammation, and all the other stuff, keep your insulin balanced. And all it is eating a balanced plate of starchy carb, healthy fat, protein, and vegetables with every single meal. The carbs you need for energy and your metabolism and recovery. And building muscle, starchy carbs, complex carbs, good carbs. The protein you need because the building blocks of our muscles and bones, we need a source of protein, but it's not the most important. The healthy fats you need because the precursor to testosterone production is cortisol. Is cholesterol. Good cholesterol. So unless you have good cholesterol piping through your veins, you're not producing testosterone. So you need that through healthy fats. And of course, vegetables and fruits, because they contain the micronutrients. Every nutrition plan focuses on macros when it should be focusing on the micronutrients, some vitamins and minerals that are going to feed your body, feed your T levels, like magnesium, like boron, like selenium, like vitamin B, zinc, iron, all of those good things, right? We need vitamin D through the sun. So all of those things, and it's simple. It's 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's it. No snacks in between. But because you're eating carbs, fats, proteins, and vegetables, you're not going to need to snack. Guys who are in the program for 6 months don't have problem with snacking and sweet tooth and all that stuff because they're getting carbs. That's what it is. Generally speaking, if you have sweet teeth, you're not eating enough carbs, man. When you don't eat carbs, your body shuts down, your metabolism slows down, your body holds on to fat, and it burns your protein, which you never want. But you learn that in the program. You learn that in this book. You learn that in this book that you get for free. I send this to you for free. All you do is cover shipping, and I send it to you for free. Over40alpha.com/free-book, or just join the program. over40alpha.com, because finally it's the workouts. It's the type of workouts that you do that are specifically designed for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, so you can prolong your life, not big ass deadlifts and freaking back squats and stuff that, yes, they can boost your T levels, but you don't need back squats to boost your T levels. Just do heavy goblet squats with a very tight core and pillar. Because not only do we do workouts, but we focus on your core and abs. So every workout has a warm-up, has a main workout, has core and abs and core, has a stretch. So it's a full, and it's, you know, at the end, it's probably 35 minutes. Workouts are super, super short. You're done at the comfort of your own home, either no equipment or equipment, total body, and every month is different. Like the first month, we focus on fat loss because we have to get your body fat percentage as close to 15% as it can be, because testosterone production is the most efficient at when our body fat's from 8% to 15%. Any lower than 8%, and that's jeopardizing your T level testosterone production, and anything above also. But I know that in 30 days you're not going to get to 15 if you're coming in at 30. We all know that, but we want to get you as close to and get the body, the metabolism kicking in, because that's what we got to kickstart that metabolism. It takes a few weeks to do that. Once you do that and you're going to start seeing weight loss, we still got to combat sarcopenia. So that's when we hit more muscle building metabolic workouts, right? We focus more on dumbbells, but if you don't have dumbbells, then we just focus more on strength through body weight. And you do those workouts for month number two, so we can start the process of battling sarcopenia, natural loss of muscle. Then month three, we shred you. It's total body shred, because during the phase two, you're not going to lose a lot of weight because muscle is denser than fat. So you're going to, you know, you're going to keep a little bit of the weight that you have, and you're probably not going to lose a lot of belly fat at that time because that's not the focus. We also add some more calories. But on the shred, we add one day of fasting and then we shred the entire body. So by phase three, the before and afters are insane. Insane. And then we continue the process. Every phase is a different thing, like phase five and four and five, we're back to building muscle. Phase six, total body shred. Phase seven, it's more shredding. Phase eight is MMA shred. Phase nine is hypertrophy metabolic training. Phase 10, 11, and 12 are your alphas. Then we go 14, 13, 14, 15, and so on and so forth. So as you can see, this program is designed for men in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s to help you not only change your body, but change your health, change your life, become an alpha male, all the mindset stuff you need, the best shape of your life, staying injury-free, staying strong, and regaining your testosterone, regaining the testosterone levels that are so low right now in our society. We need to be men. We're not men right now, and that starts with you. So what I want you to do right now, if you're listening to this, is you can get the book, but forget the book. Why would you get, it's January the 6th, man. You're either in or in the way. Over40alpha.com. Join for $1, okay? One, if you don't get results after in 28 days, right? Or 20 days or whatever it is, it's a 30-day $1 trial, but the first phase is 28 days. And once you join, you're gonna take a couple days just to get things in. I'll give you your money back. And I don't want your money, so I'll give it back to you. But I guarantee you 100% that if you start and stay, you're going to change your life. 1,000,000%. I see it every single day. Every day. Anyways, thank you so much for being on this call with me. This is an Amazon best-selling book. The Kindle version of this book was a bestseller in 11 different categories, Over 40 Shred. It's a very easy read because I want you guys to be able to read this in a day or two and it sink in, because there's some action items in here as well. So you can also get the book or just get the Kindle version for like $4.99, or get the book for free and pay for shipping to get a physical copy so you have it. And then join over40alpha.com because it's going to change your life. It's going to change your entire life for the better. And you're not doing it alone. I'm there every week with you. I'm there pretty much every day with you. And your brothers your alpha brothers are there every day with you, man, in the brotherhood, every day. You have so much. So there is no other program on this planet that's even close to this. There's nothing even close. Nothing even comes to even a minuscule, not even a minuscule, that focuses so much. I put all of my energy on the back end of supporting and helping you guys than I do on the front end of trying to get you guys in all the time. I want results and I want to help you get results. So get in this program right now, over40alpha.com. This is the one, man. This is the one based on you guys. You're there. You got 2.5 years, two plus years, and I'm probably going to be continue to put more in. Anyways, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I got to go shoot a workout right now. Oh, what else is new? Funk shooting follow along workouts. Oh, by the way, they're follow along workouts. Click play and you're working out with the Funkster. Although most guys, as they get going in the program, work out with my wife. She's also in the workouts and she's in better shape than me. So anyways, if you want to get in the, also I have not been in better shape ever in my life. And I'm 51 years old and I continue this journey. I love you guys, whether you join or not, whether you buy the book or not, hopefully you've learned how important testosterone is and how important not to go on TRT, because that's going to kill your testosterone, but to do it naturally. And if you need help, I'm here for you. If you do other programs, good luck with those other programs. But I'm here for you. And this is what I do. I'm known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Believe me, 2021, you're going to hear more of the Funkster, because I'm not stopping until I get 1 million men. So love you guys. You're amazing. And thank you for joining me with this episode. Good luck with your journey. And I hope your journey includes me. I love you. Talk to you soon. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.